The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. If you want to hear this show again or past shows, check us out at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's the Passion of Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, where we welcome you today to the show. We hope you enjoy what you hear today. We always try to inform you best we can. 877-711-5211 on the phone. udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S @gmail.com on the email. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hello, Joe.
Let's get ready
today.
It's going so well so far. I like our guest at 34 past the hour. We've never, ever looked into something like this. It's the first national study looking at pediatric injuries in amusement rides. And we'll cover everything from carnivals to state fairs to major amusement parks. That's an interesting topic today.
And it's actually interesting how low the rate of accidents is. We'll come back to that, which of the amusement parks you should be worried about or worry more about, and then what to tell your children about injury prevention and how to prevent and help them. And maybe we can even talk about abductions.
Oh, that'll be good, yeah, after what happened in your town this week. What's the buzz on that story in Cleveland?
Oh, we're trying to stop people talking about Cleveland this way.
Well, every now and then these kind of crazy things do happen, but I can't imagine being abducted and treated to that kind of abuse, just horrific abuse for that long, 10 years.
Well, the amazing thing is she is alive and well, and at least relatively well. And free, after 10 years. And how he accumulated three of them is beyond me.
Yeah. I wonder what's more difficult to get over. Is it the physical abuse that they endured for 10 years or the psychological abuse over that amount of time?
Well, I imagine the psychological abuse, although her words on being free sounded so good, you can't. They say they're doing incredibly well. I mean, it's hard to believe they're doing incredibly well, but I guess if you hope for freedom and you get it, then it's pretty amazing.
Ten years of your life lost and in a very difficult situation. Again, udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S@gmail.com. We have a lot of interesting top medical stories of the week, and you have a plan for the Real Age Tip of the Week in the hour yet?
Well, we're going to make this a tip that fits with our guest. Teach your kids online safety. So it is teach your kids how to be safe online.
Okay, that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. Before the end of the hour, were you a big amusement park ride person? Did you have any fear of amusement park rides?
You know, I did not like roller coaster rides, but it was fear of losing my the food I'd eaten at the amusement park more than anything else, I think. But you know, my amusement park joys got I took my daughter, I think when she was four and a half, to Disney World in Orlando, Florida. And after riding on It's a Small, Small World 63 times, I said I was ready for anything more active.
Oh, man, that's abuse on the body. our favorite place is, and it's near you, Cedar Point.
Cedar Point,
in
yes.
Sandusky, and they put a new roller coaster in there every year. And they get bigger, and they get faster, and it's just amazing. I think they've got close to maybe 20 roller coasters there. And for some reason, I was good until I got to be about 55. And then after that, it's tough on my body. I mean, I just hit a wall. I could ride. Now, I can't do a lot of dizzy type stuff. I could do the roller coasters. The spin stuff is tough on me. But for some reason, even I got to be about 55 years old, and I hit a wall in riding all these. Of course, the roller coasters at Cedar Point, there's one that's 450 feet high, and one that goes from zero to...
How do you get to the top?
you just climb to the top like you do a regular roller coaster.
So you walk up a flight of stairs?
No. The first hill is, you go up in the cars. No, the roller coaster. Yeah. And they have one called Top Thrill Racer, I think, if anybody's listening.
So you don't start at the top on that one.
You start
at the bottom
house.
And they crank you up in those kind of, bike spokes?
They're train cars.
Yeah.
They're train cars. And, one is 450 feet. And I rode that one, but they've got one there called Top Thrill Racer that goes for you start in the house, you start in the train house, and it goes from zero to, 110 miles an hour?
Oh, my gosh.
And it goes up 550 feet in 3 seconds or 5 seconds. And just looking at these.
That's good for losing whatever sanity you had, right?
Yeah, it is. For some reason, I got to the point in my life where it's tough. But thankfully, we got through, and I could ride them when the kids were small. A lot of really good medical stories of the week this week. This is one I talked about on my show this week, not with you, but with someone I had on, about grocery shopping. And grocery shopping on an empty stomach, what problem does that pose?
Well, this is an interesting one. This is Brian Wancic's study from Cornell. Brian has been, he normally comes to Cleveland every January 1st, and we have him on the show right around there. But Brian is head of the test lab in marketing at Cornell, and he had people who were hungry for 5 hours. And some of them he gave Wheat Thins to, so they weren't hungry, and some he didn't. And the ones who were still hungry picked up the same amount of healthy products as the people who were non-hungry, but picked up many more of unhealthy products than those that were no longer hungry, that had been fed the chips, if you will. So the message is, you can, in fact, decrease your hunger pretty substantially and decrease your bad food purchases pretty substantially by just having a snack such as Wheat Thins before you go to the store. It's a great, great thing, because he showed, one, you could, that you did eat, you did choose bad food, but that if you stopped by blanking your hunger with a little Wheat Thins, you in fact were able to decrease the snacks that were unhealthiest.
I had a nutritionist on my show this week to talk about this topic, and she suggested, as far as a game plan in going grocery shopping, work the perimeter. Did you ever hear that before? Work the perimeter.
Yeah, we wrote
the grocery
about
store?
It. I shouldn't tell you, but we wrote about it in 2001 in our Cooking the Real Age Way book, because the perimeter has, as you now know, has all the fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yes. Yep.
And has very little of the packaged food. So working the perimeter first is the right way of doing
it. The junk food's in the middle. Right. That's where all the junk food's in the center of the grocery store.
Although grocery stores have gotten attuned to the strategy now have figured out a way of putting junk food all over.
Yeah, they're going to find it anyway. But I also noticed, because I noticed these things, that the beer aisle is on the perimeter of the grocery store, because it's close to the dairy products. It's opposite the dairy products on the other side. So if there's one thing on the perimeter that is, there, it's the beer. But essentially, like you said, all of the healthy stuff is in the on the perimeter of the grocery store. Okay, I think we're going to a break next, and then we just got the cue to go to a break after this, and we'll continue with our top medical stories of the week. Our hot hands. Hot hands in sports, a real thing, and high hospital bills go public, but will it help? That's a great story. We'll get into that after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea, and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.